In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today and the next two Tuesdays, I would invite you to think with me, meditate with me, upon the first article of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. You know, there's a story that's told about a child who moved into a new town, and like any child going into a new and unfamiliar environment, a certain element of apprehension, fear, concern. And as the story goes, the child would go to his bedroom, and he would keep calling his mother back into the room with him. Say, "Mom, I'm scared." And she would keep saying, "You know, God is with you." Well, this happened several times. And finally she comes back, she says, "You know, God's with you." And he looked at her and he said, "Yes, I know. But sometimes I need God with skin on." Now that may be only a story, but it contains the truth that we all need God with skin on. You know, the one true God fills all things, all time. The one true God is creator of all. And our fallen humanity, that nature corrupted, cannot begin to even understand him. The fact is that we are time-bound, earth-bound creatures, and we cannot comprehend our creator. And yet the season of Epiphany is one in which we think about how God manifested himself in his creation, that he came as Emmanuel, God with us, God with skin on. He comes in the flesh of Emmanuel. And Emmanuel, Jesus, shows us our Creator. Our God is indeed above all things, because it is he who spoke creation into existence by his very word, and even now upholds it in his mighty hands. We confess in the Creed, "I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth." Luther explained it with these words, "I believe that God has made me and all creatures, that he has given me my body and soul, eyes, ears, and all my members, my reason and all my senses, and still takes care of them." Every Lutheran has studied those words, but do we even begin to get what they mean? Or do we even take the time to stop in the busyness of life and contemplate who our God truly is? The psalmist long ago wrote, "For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods." You know, think of it this way. Which of us would not be overwhelmed by the honor of, say, being invited to Buckingham Palace for an audience with the Queen? Or regardless of who the current occupant might be at any given time, to the White House for an audience with the President. Or to Dr. Scare's office for an audience with Dr. Scare. But the fact is that none of us are probably ever going to have that privilege. And yet we are invited into the presence of the one who is the great King, the King of kings. "Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving," the psalmist says. "Let us make a joyful noise to him with psalms of praise." And how much greater is he than any earthly king, any earthly potentate? Notice what the psalmist says. "In his hands are the depths of the earth. The heights of the mountain are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land." And yet, how can we, frail, mortal, stumbling, sinful human beings, even know such a God? How can we approach the one who not only made the universe, but also, in fact, created each of us? And yet we're invited. Come. Let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. I know that when I look in the mirror, there's something I'd like to see, but I never see. What I always see is the reflection of one who has sinned in thought, word, and deed, who is corrupt to the very core. How can I come and kneel before the Lord, my Maker? How can you? How can any member of this miserable fallen race of humanity? And yet we're told, come. You see, there is a way to enter into the presence of the Creator of all. And that's a way that's prepared only for sinners, not for the righteous. That way is, in fact, a person. A person who said, whoever has seen me has seen the Father. This person is the eternal Word through whom all things were created. And he is but before all things, and in him all things hold together. This way is the only begotten Son of the Father, the eternal one himself. And we can know him because he became one with us. This is God with skin on, the Creator who binds himself to the creation. Oh, we know him. We know him as the babe of Bethlehem, that image of Christmas, cradled in the arms of his virgin mother. We know him as that itinerant, wandering preacher who went about preaching the good news of the kingdom of heaven. We know him as the one who reached out with mercy to those who were marginalized by society, to those who hurt, to the unloved, the unloving, the ones who knew in their bodies the weakness and frailty of their mortality. We know him as the Lord of nature, whose voice could still the raging sea and turn water into wine. We know him as the one who, though King of kings, Lord of lords, rode into Jerusalem on a colt. We know him as the one who opened the kingdom of heaven to all by redeeming us, not with silver and gold, but with his own holy, innocent, and precious blood. We know him as our great high priest who offered himself once and for all upon the cross of Calvary as the final sacrifice for the very world that had rebelled against him. We know him as the Lord of life who entered a tomb, our tomb, and rose on Easter morning, destroying the power of sin, death, and hell. This is God with flesh on. This is Jesus Christ himself, who is our way to the Father. And he is the only way. For no one comes to the Father except through him. And yet his invitation extends to every child of Adam, every human being. And he continues to do so in ways that in flesh are God. In things and ways we can see, touch, smell, feel, hear, not distant, but breaking into our time. In the washing of water, in the bread and wine of the altar, in the human voice of his servants who speak in his name the greatest words we can ever hear. Your sin is forgiven. He calls us to sing to all the world. Oh, come. Let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. For he is our God. And we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hands. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.